Wire. Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM. While many people might think otherwise, a recent study from the University of Auckland has found that providing on-the-job training is beneficial for both employers and employees, as employees are more likely to find greater job satisfaction and therefore are less likely to quit their jobs. The study also found that over-educated, over-qualified and over-skilled workers are more likely to stay at their jobs if they have higher job satisfaction. I spoke to Professor of Economics at the University of Auckland, Sholeh Mani, co-author of the study, about the research and what this means for overqualified workers in Aotearoa.
This project is in connection with work that I've done with two co-authors, Dr. Le Wen and Dr. Ji Dong, who are also at the University of Auckland Business School. This project is a part of a series of papers that have looked at the effect of educational mismatch. People who have more or less skill and education that is required for the job that they're holding. The trajectories of their mismatch on lifetime decisions regarding their quit behavior or earnings and job satisfaction. For this research, we had information on employees over an extended period of time. For 9 years, we had information on their jobs, whether they felt that their skills or their education were not fully used in their jobs or whether they felt underskilled for their jobs. And we had information on their earnings, their job satisfaction levels, their intentions to quit. And with this longitudinal data, we could actually also see whether or not they did quit their jobs. So this was a very rich data set that allowed us to answer some questions that are usually harder to get at. We wanted to know what options there are for individuals who are in these situations in terms of their decisions regarding whether or not they would stay on their job or if they would quit it. Based on data provided by the OECD, 35.7% of the workforce is in qualification mismatch jobs, jobs for which they're either overeducated or overskilled or undereducated. And we find that for this particular group, job satisfaction levels are lower than others, and they are much more likely, in fact, 18% more likely to quit their job within a year from their previous interview. But we found was that although you would not expect it, the factor that will also affect their job satisfaction and quit decisions is whether or not they had on-the-job training. And we found that quite exciting.
So what correlation does your study find between on-the-job training and the likelihood of overskilled workers to stay or quit?
Well, we found that, first of all, the workers who were over-educated and over-skilled were 12% more likely to take up on-the-job training. And at first you may think that, you know, this is counterintuitive because they already had more education and a skill. But we find that having on-the-job training increased their job satisfaction, and it also reduced their quit behavior by 18% as well. So that was quite a significant effect that we found for this particular group.
So you've found that over-educated and over-skilled employees may stay with their present employers if they have otherwise quite high overall job satisfaction. What could findings like this mean for our attitudes towards workplace well-being and creating positive work environments?
In the current environment, when we have a rapid rate of technological change, and we have also had very significant organizational changes with remote work, the idea of lifetime learning and continuous education becomes really important. And it provides options for organizations to be able to provide opportunities for employees so that they have higher job satisfaction. And because of this effect on lower quit behavior, it will also have much implication for greater productivity and reduced cost of turnover and rehiring. So we believe that this is an important area where there's potential, both from the point of view of employees and employers, to tap further into on-the-job training.
Realistically, though, if someone is overqualified or overeducated for the role that they're in, wouldn't society be better off if they were moving to jobs that were more suited to their levels and achieving more?
Well, that's a good question. If it is possible, and if there are jobs available that will provide that special match, that is always great. But also, the skills that we use in our jobs are multifaceted. So, for example, it's possible for someone to have more education in a particular field, but they could also benefit from other skills, both interpersonal teamwork or the learning that is particular to an industry. For the job. So given that, that providing on the job training that will also assist employees in getting those expertise can create another sort of match that would be beneficial to the particular industry or the job that a person has.
Are rates of overskilled workers quite high in New Zealand?
In New Zealand as well, it's around 35%, yes.
And so what would increased rates of training and professional development mean for these individuals?
Again, it would mean greater job satisfaction and less of a desire to quit and to make the job that is available more enjoyable and more productive. In general, we do have on-the-job training in New Zealand. A survey based on data from Statistics New Zealand has shown that 6 out of 10 employees in New Zealand had some sort of on-the-job training in the previous year. Compared to Australia, that has industry standards, it has funding for training and also providers, a number of providers. The New Zealand on-the-job training tends to be more informal compared to the Australian case. And I think it's interesting to look into that more carefully about whether employees in New Zealand, either, those who are skill matched or over or under educated, over skilled or under skilled, are having the opportunities to have greater on-the-job training and lifetime learning at work. In particular, as I mentioned, with the rate of technological change and also organizational changes that we're experiencing at this time, and with the rate at which knowledge in many fields is changing, this would be a very prudent, I think, way for our organizations to increase productivity of employees. It's also, as our study shows, is expected to increase job satisfaction and stability of employment.
That was Professor of Economics at the University of Auckland, Sholei Mani, speaking to me about her research in job satisfaction and on-the-job training.